part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
That's exactly how you can get in touch with us. Share your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your opinions. They're always invited and welcome right here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media. At this point in time, we're going to be going into our conversation with Elder Mokosa Mfundisi Wetu joining us as we're talking new beginnings. We've been talking this idea, this concept, this phenomena of new beginnings all the way since Monday. And today, we're saying, after all is said and done, how about you consider it in actual fact as it is a journey of faith? You see, a fresh start can be powerful, a powerful way to begin a new habit. But don't forget that meeting goals takes time and therefore faith is needed. A fresh start is just the beginning. To stick to your goals, you'll need support from family and friends, a routine that helps you succeed, and confidence in yourself that you can do that which you set out to do. And Mfundisi is going to be guiding us in all this talk. Pastor, good afternoon and welcome once again.
Afternoon, thank you. And thank you so much for joining us, to our listeners.
Amen, amen. Mfundisi, has the day been good? Have you had an afternoon that is amazing?
Oh yeah, God has been faithful. It's rain season here, especially in the region where I am in Zambia.
Is that a good thing?
We've been enjoying. We've been farming.
That's good. I know that this rainy season is a bit strong. I've been hearing talk of possible cyclones in Mozambique, Malawi region, together with some parts of Zimbabwe there. I'm sure it's not yet arrived in your area.
No. Not yet.
Thankfully,
we are praying. We don't receive.
Let's remain the water being what we rejoice for, the blessing that it is, and not become destructive. Mdala, thank you so much once again for joining us as we go into day number 4 of our series this week. Are talking new beginnings. When you are setting out for new beginnings, you've done most of the work. What outlook should the listeners be possessing on this journey of new beginnings? Should they be influenced by past experiences, or should they just have faith and look forward?
You having experienced something in the past, as you begin a new chapter, as a new beginning comes in your life, there's a need of faith in your life. Because many of the times we want to focus on what had happened in the past. As a result, we don't know what future holds for us. Even if you want to start all over again, but we don't know what future holds for us. That's why today we are saying there is a need of faith in us. And we are saying that we need to possess faith as we begin a new chapter in our lives. Faith will help us to live a life that has been informed life because of our past experience. Our past experiences will teach us on how best we should live our lives because of what we had experienced. Then, as a result of that, we'll have faith to face tomorrow, knowing that I had experienced this before and I will not allow myself to go in the same problem. This will help me to make a right decision in my life. And the result, and the other thing is, we need faith as we begin a new life, because our previous challenges will not overshadow our lives. Many of the times, our past experiences has overtaken our lives to an extent that we can no longer see opportunities coming up in our lives, because we keep on sticking to our past experiences. As a result, we can't see our potential in us. We can't see our abilities in us. We can't see how strong and powerful we are to face tomorrow because of the past experiences. And we are saying we need faith, because faith will help us to be so much optimistic with the things that we do, knowing that we have experienced something in the past. And we need faith because we have wisdom over what we had experienced in the past. Mm-hmm. This will give us wisdom on how we should live in the future. As a result, we need faith in our lives. And with faith in our lives, we'll live a life that is full, that is hopeful, knowing that there are new opportunities that are coming. Yes, I had experienced what I had experienced, but that is not the end of life. I still have tomorrow. And this will give us hope to face tomorrow. And it will give us hope to face another opportunity in life. As a result, we are saying we really need faith in our new beginnings.
Yeah, we need faith in our new beginnings. What a way to start there. Mdala, take us through the importance of support structures and then having family also come through, because faith needs a buttress, right? James even says faith without works is dead, and the one who the works are done on mm-hmm. are people around us, right? That's how you see actually that I've got this faith, and sometimes you falter. I love a song by one group, I think it's the Higher Ground a cappella, who says, when I was young, I used to have I used to like running, and my friends would encourage me and make sure that when I'm getting tired, they make me go on. How important is a support structure?
Oh, yeah. You know, we all need someone to clap for us when we are at our lowest peak. We need someone to support us, someone to cheer us for us, to say, come on, you can do it. So we are saying it's very important to have our support structure. Our support structure can be our family members. Our support structure can be our friends. Our support structure can be our church members. Our support structure can be our best friends. These are the people that will support us in our lowest moment. When we feel low, we need to have people that we can talk to. When we feel we can't make it, we need to have people that we can talk to. These are the people that will help us to come out from our lowest peak and go to our highest peak so that we can do it in our lives. We need our mentors in our lives. And we are saying it's important to have these people in our lives because, number one, it provides a foundation of encouragement.
Amen.
All right, when you have a best friend, you open up to your best friend. When you open up to your best friend, that will be the foundation of your encouragement. That's why the Steps to Crust, the Sister White says that when you want to talk to your crust, talk to Christ as your friend. Approach Jesus as your friend. So we need this support structure where we are able to talk to our friends, which shall act as a foundation of our encouragement.
Okay.
Number two is that we need this support structure for guidance. We need our mentors. We need mentors. Each one of us should have a mentor. Each one of us should have a friend that we trust. Each one of us should have someone that we should lean on. And we are saying these are the people where when we are in our lowest moments, will come and provide guidance to us. And we need these people for our emotional support.
Yeah.
Oh, there are days and times when emotionally we are not okay. And you know, you and I will agree with me that when emotionally we are not okay, a lot of things will be on standby.
That's true.
That's why we need some people who will help us emotionally to come out from our state. And when we have this structure support, it will also help us in our mental well-being. Sometimes mentally we are disturbed because of the challenges of this world. Sometimes things may not be okay, but what we are saying is when you have a structure support, they will help you in your mental support so that you can have the right sense, so that you are able to make informed decisions.
Indeed, so you can make informed decisions.
But the question is, Mufundisi,
as
you begin this new beginning with of of faith. Sometimes you may face a lot of obstacles. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Sometimes things may not be okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Having faith does not guarantee that tomorrow will be okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the question is, so what do we do when we face obstacles in our new beginnings of faith?
Mm.
What do we do?
Mm.
Number one, we need to assess our situations. All right. You know, problems comes with different situations. When you are faced with a challenge, assess your situation. When you assess your situation, it will help you to know what to do. Number two is you need to seek guidance. That's why we said you need the support structure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that when you are faced with an obstacle, you'll be able to go to your support structure. You go to your mentor, you go to your friend, you go to your family members and tell them to say, I am faced with this obstacle. What should I do? What can I do? What could be my next step? Those are the people that will help you to make informed decisions. Then number three is, you need to stay positive. As you face challenges, as you face an obstacle in your faith, in your beginning of faith, you need to be positive. Many are the times we are faced with a lot of challenges. We lose faith. We lose trust in ourselves. We feel like we can't do it. But I'm here to tell somebody that you can still do it. And we are saying that you just need to stay positive in whatsoever that you do.
Mm.
Number four is learn from your challenge. When you have an obstacle, you must be able to learn on how you had overcome the other obstacle. And that is what will help you to overcome your current obstacle. And you need persistence in your life. You need to be so persistent, just like in the book of Ephesians, where Paul says that there was a woman who went to see a judge, and she started knocking from evening up to morning, and the judge gave this woman what she needed.
Yeah.
You know, when we pray to our God, prayer is not a one-time event. You need to be persistent with your God. Tell God what you want. Tell your friend what you need. Tell your mentor what you want, so that these are the people that will help you to come out from your situation, to help you on how best you can overcome your situation. Mm. So in as much as we begin our new beginnings, we need faith.
Yeah.
And this faith will help us to pull through. We all need faith, and faith is important.
Mm. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundiswami. I think that is quite profound. We all need faith, and it will help us to pull through. As we then wrap up today's conversation, any closing remarks you'd want to leave with the listener?
Oh, allow me to speak to a life of someone listening to us this afternoon.
Yes,
I want to tell you, someone out there, that you need faith. As you have begun your 2024, you need faith in 2024, because faith will give you self-belief. It's only through faith that you shall believe in yourself. When you have faith, you shall stay positive. When you have faith, you can make it even in uncertainty situations. Faith will bring confidence in you. Faith will bring determination in you.
Right.
That's why this afternoon we are saying you need faith in your new beginning.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
Amen and amen. We need faith in our new beginnings. Mfundisi, until we chat again tomorrow, have yourself a blessed, blessed afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.